Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. So Enzo Fernandez rumours are running rampant on social media at the moment. I've got Neil Jones on Journo Insight this week to talk through the latest raft of Enzo Fernandez rumours and a little bit about the endless speculation around Jude Bellingham. Enjoy.
Absolutely.
Three Enzo Fernandez stories, all conflicting in one way or another. I've changed the order of these, so I'm gonna go in chronological order from which these made their way into the public sphere. The Anfield talk on the 19th of December via River Instante. I've got 102,000 followers, but they aren't verified.
A River Plate
yeah,
aggregator.
Yeah, which makes sense for the final sense of this. Liverpool will offer $97 million, which sounds very Dr. Evil, but for Enzo Fernandez, and loan him back to Benfica until June. If it materialises, River Plate will receive almost $25 million. So that's number one. Moving slightly further forward, on the 21st of December, LFC Transfer Room were reporting via Luis Acuello, who was apparently a scout and cronista. go ahead. And Ebola Narede, which is, again, another output place, says there was an agreement in place for the transfer of Enzo Fernandez to Liverpool to be closed at €97 million, £85 million, with the player set to move to Anfield at the end of the season. Then Dave OC Cop is reporting via Record that Benfica have reportedly rejected a whopping €100 million offer for World Cup winner Enzo Fernandez. And there were then somewhere else, which I haven't got the link, but saying that it actually wasn't Liverpool that had that bid rejected. It was someone else, but Liverpool are kind of still in the mixer for this one.
I suppose the obvious way to start is just look at all that sort of. I think there's a lot of guesswork going on in a lot of places at the moment. And you might say I'm involved in that a little bit, but I think there's a couple of things clear. One is that Enzo Fernandez is going to move to a top club.
Yeah.
At some point. Probably next summer, maybe not. Two is that Liverpool quite like him, obviously.
Yeah.
I think there was reports that Liverpool were sort of half investigating signing him in the summer when he'd only just gone to Benfica. But I don't think there's any. I mean, without giving too much away, I asked someone at Liverpool via WhatsApp about this transfer, and the reply I got was a crying laughing emoji, which it was about the one about buying now and loaning back to the summer, and it was a crying laughing emoji and a sort of a wow, like seriously, you know, Liverpool are gonna do that at this moment. So I don't think anything's been agreed for Enzo Fernandez. I don't think anything's particularly close to being agreed. These stories are just going to emerge and emerge and emerge in all different places. You know, you just look at the fees. I mean, there's three fees on the agenda there. They're completely different. Well, maybe they're not actually, but you know, $97 million, €85 million. It's gone up already in terms of from 60. I think the other week it was 45. I think maybe even before that. So again, a lot of people sort of seeing his World Cup performances and thinking, yeah, this is the time to sort of cash in. A, maybe with the player and the agency, but also I think with transfer stories around the player.
there's also, it's that time of year, isn't it?
And it's obvious what Liverpool needs. So it's you know, you couldn't say Liverpool, like you know, you could say with that right back, Sacha Boey, well, Liverpool obviously don't need a right back, you know, so that's an easy one to sort of really roll your eyes at and say that's just not happening, is it? With this, every story is believable, isn't it, with Liverpool and Enzo Fernandez, because the need is so great for a midfielder, or so obvious for a midfielder or two, that you could push the luck with anything really and say, yeah, I can get my head around that idea that Liverpool would buy someone in January and loan them back, but I don't think that is the case at this moment.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
I thought there was a really interesting just take on this whole thing, and which everyone's going to have to be wary of. It was from Phil Blunden, who's a regular Anfield Rap contributor, but he was commenting on something the Anfield Talk had put out, which was a quote from DiMarzio saying Liverpool are ready to submit a monster offer for Enzo Fernandez, and basically how it's a throwaway line in a paragraph of a story about how he nearly ended up in Italy. It's now got over 1,000 likes in the 10 minutes, and then it's just... And that's what we're getting at the moment now is throwaway tidbits being converted into full-blown articles picked up by multiple outlets and then being reported on as fact.
I think I've seen James Pearce call it out a few times where he's had problems where maybe it's in a Q&A or something like that, and you know, it's just like, yeah, Liverpool might like Jared Bowen, or you know, that grows arms and legs and becomes and I've seen, listen, I'm not, Let's not single this out as a Liverpool centric problem, or an Anfield Talk, or Portuguese media, or Italian media, or anyone. I think it's a problem with the transfer news cycle. You mentioned one before. You just said via Tuta Mercato, and if you follow the trail, it ends up, you end up back where you've started almost. You end up back at a Daily Mail rumor mill, and it's almost like, I actually don't know where this rumor started from. It just seems like it's just gone into the rumor ether, and now it's just getting recycled into. And I think another thing as well is there's a history of you. It's more believable if it's got a certain type of name. You know, if it comes from a Calcio Mercato, it's like, okay, yeah, like, you know, about Ismael Benacer, you think, okay, well, they might have a thing. And a lot of outlets, and I mean, listen, I have my own issues with Goal and with some of the sort of headlines they put on rumour mill pieces or you know, rumour mill blogs. It can feel a lot more sort of concrete than it actually is, and a lot of it is just, you know, oh well, if you might get, if Benfica, I think there was one about Emre Can, wasn't there, that Benfica were going to sign Emre Can in January. I think has that been heavily dismissed. I
haven't seen the dismissal, but it didn't make it onto the agenda, but it was Emre Can's moving to Benfica, well, that means they're preparing
I think there was one, I remember it a while back, I think it was Mahmoud Dahoud, and it was like, this is the plans being put in place, and you know, it's just sort of moving the conversation on, you know, it's like, that could be the case. And I think obviously there's an appetite for it, and it's as big as anything, and look, we're doing a show about transfer stories, so we're all part of it. But it is, I mean, I had a little skim down one of the. It wasn't. I don't think it was the Anfield Talk, but just one of their feeds, and just the difference in the stories that they're even the sharing. And I get that they're just aggregating it, but the difference between one tweet to the next is almost like, well, that can't be true. If that's true, you know, that obviously isn't true, because so there's so much being reported that it's very hard to keep a track on it. So I don't think Liverpool have agreed anything for Enzo Fernandez at this stage. I don't know if they will agree something for Enzo Fernandez. I think he's a good player and he's good enough to play for Liverpool, and I think there's a chance Liverpool do sign him at some point. But I don't think these stories yet are coming to fruition, because I don't think Liverpool have made that move or are close to.
What we're also seeing, and something I tried to prepare the audience for, and I showed a couple of weeks ago, is the Jude Bellingham stuff as an example of this, is in the absence of news, what you're going to find is, it's a bit like very familiar to the when the league was postponed because of COVID, and every week it would be, it's coming back, it's going to be fine. Then, because no one knew, then it would be another thought piece on why it needs to be cancelled, then it would be another thought on why it needs to be voided, and blah, blah, blah. And you're seeing this now with Bellingham. So now the stories have all swung back to Liverpool feel that they're now in second place, Real Madrid have made a big push towards it, and blah, blah, blah. And in reality, Probably very little, if anything, has actually happened.
Yeah, you know, I won't name him, but you'll know who he is. I think he is a regular watcher of the show. But I have a lot of back and forth conversations with him. And I said, Satan, I said, he uses a phrase all the time, nothing's happening with. And you're like, what do you mean? The expectation is you expect that if there's a story in the morning that, like, there's a development by 11 o'clock and then there's one by one. And some people like to make out that that's the case, and there are famous people who sort of seem to provide updates on the hour, and that. But the reality is that, you know, if you haven't heard anything about Roberto Firmino's contract in a week, doesn't mean nothing's happening. It just means that he hasn't signed it or it hasn't been finalised. So, you know, I think there is, at this time of year, there's a desire for sort of literally constant updates. So, and there are a lot of people who are willing to provide them,
and there does come a time
outlets and obviously News Now and aggregators and those kind of things, and I think that does create this feeling that your mood's up and down by the hour, because you think, are we gonna get Bellingham? We're not gonna get Bellingham. Oh, he's going there. He's going there. We're not gonna do this. He's injured. Oh, you know, and it sort of creates this sort of build up of like almost transfer window sort of stress, which actually, if it was just a case of back in the day where it was the club call and the papers, you'd look at that in the morning and go, oh, we might sign this fella from Leeds, okay, fine. Yeah. And then next day you wouldn't even think about, you know, but because you're sort of
Harry Kewell, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I think the point is sort of, you have to fill your day if you're on social media all the time. You have to fill your day with something, and what better way for a lot of people to fill it than with transfer rumours.
And to be fair, as I was going to say, there is a time in the window where there are almost hourly developments.
Yeah.
It's deadline day.
Deadline day.
And that is also hyped up massively by Sky, because they've got an entire day. That's their biggest viewership day of the year.
Yeah.
And you know, it happens in very isolated cases. And you know, it does happen. There are panic days. I remember speaking to someone who used to work at Rotherham, and she was talking about having to run across the road to put a fax through and all this kind of stuff, because she's the only person at the club who knew how the fax machine operated and all those.
Still baffles me, the fax thing.
Yeah. There are some genuine, obviously, tiles where phone calls happen in the morning and then they get completed in time for the deal. But in reality, you're right, is that conversations will be had and then you'll sit and wait because can happen. You know, if it might be that point, if someone like Bellingham, they might have a verbal agreement with him and his family. They might be like, Liverpool are going to be our choices, but it might be also, go and get in top four and we'll have a chat in the summer.
You know? And like, there might be some players who, the way that you win them over is by being persistent and being on their case. There are other players you might be arsed with them. Leave me alone for a couple of months. You know, I'm not saying Bellingham or Fernandez or any of these players are, but there are these ideas that are summits every day of players, you know, like that Liverpool are jetting out to meet someone, or they're going here.
from my sort of knowledge of it, it's far more likely that there's the odd WhatsApp sort of conversation going on, or, you know, while there's a negotiation about a certain player's contract, they'll be like, oh, while I'm here, like, what's the situation with that? Keep us abreast of it. You know, I don't think it's ever sort of as, you know, as obvious as Liverpool sitting there just ringing up Borussia Dortmund every sort of half hour going of any news, or, you know, like, yeah, what are Real Madrid saying? Or, you know, I think it's a far more sort of informal, I would say, is the sort of way it is.
Okay, there you go. If you want to check out that full show, go to redmenplus.com for this week's show, last week's show, every week's show. Neil Jones, Journo Insight, giving you the inside track on what's happening in the press room at Anfield and beyond. Loads more transfer stories that we covered in there as well. The future of Naby Keita being linked with a move to AC Milan and more. Yes, head to redmenplus.com and sign up. If you join as a club legend yearly, you'll also be get sent two discount codes immediately in your inbox to get two free pieces of Red Men merch as well. Perfect deal this perfect festive period.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.